Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. The Falcons continue to interview candidates for the GM job, and we will get you updated on all of that. We also have to have a serious conversation today, Atlanta. Can we have a serious conversation today?
Why, yes.
We need to have a serious conversation because we need to put something to bed. We need to make sure that everybody sees this, Mike, the way that they should and not how they think it should be. We're going to have that conversation coming up later in the show, but I got to share something with you. There are times where my partner says things or talks about things, and I go, oh, Mike, you know, you might be over-exaggerating a little bit. I mean, it's not that bad.
Might be prone to hyperbole.
Yeah, and a few months back, we got into a fun conversation as Mike was talking about how his commute time going home had been extended about 15 to 20 minutes based on the construction on a road named Juniper. Now, if you've been to Midtown, you guys know where we work. It's Colony Square, right? And Juniper is a very fun road, or at least it used to be.
Yes.
And months ago, Mike said to me, this is ridiculous. Who are they doing this for? These bicyclers. Who cares about these bicyclers? And I said, Mike, they have rights too.
Right.
And you said, no, they don't. Last night, I found myself on Juniper for the first time in a very long time. And I got on Juniper, and I'm in the car, and I'm like, I haven't moved in 8 minutes. And I'm starting to realize what Mike Bell's been telling me, that this construction and whoever came up with this construction plan is an idiot. And I'm saying to myself, I'm not going to make this game. I'm not going to get to where I need to be. I'm not even close to the highway. Mike was exactly right. And I'd move a little bit, and the light would turn green, and then we wouldn't go anywhere.
And you got to be on TV to do Peachtree TV for the Skyhawks last night.
And I'm like, Mike, what is going on? And I was going to call you, and I'm like, I'm not going to call him. This is going to get better. And we crawled all the way to 85. Once I got downtown, it opened up. Whose idea was this, Mike?
All right, so the city improvement, for those who missed this when I had my screaming, raging diatribe a few months ago, the idea in concept was to take a surface street and to create more parking for cars and a bicycle lane. The problem is, Carl, for those people not familiar with Metro Atlanta, there are only three ways to go south in the city. Three ways. There is 75, which is a parking lot when we leave the work. There is Spring Street, which is also a parking lot. There is Peachtree, which is, again, also a parking lot. And then there was Juniper, the hidden gem, the super secret way out of the city for decades. And now they've taken what was four lanes in some parts, unless cars were parked, to three lanes. Now it's down to two. But if a guy has an Amazon truck double parked or someone makes a left, now it's one lane. And so what used to take 5 minutes to get to from where we are on 14th to the hotels was 5 minutes. Now it can be anywhere to 20.
Oh.
And so now here's the thing. Yes, for all the bicyclists out there, I get it. You know, you should be able to ride a bicycle and be safe and not have to worry about getting run over. I understand all that.
They don't have rights.
But not in this city, guys. It ain't happening. Because nobody knows how to drive anyway, and you can try with all good intentions to put this together. Take your bike up in the mountains. Be careful up there, too. But you ain't going to get it here. So when this thing is finally done, and we see the five or six bicyclists in the Peloton going up, yippee-ki-yay, there's a line from Star Trek, and what was true 50 years ago is still true today. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Live long and prosper.
Put your Vulcan sign up.
And just to wrap it up, just so you don't think it's, well, I don't, you know, you're some super hipster in Midtown. I used to be one. Okay, I live 7 blocks down the street. Now, it's not just people like us who leave the city to go home to Cobb or, in my case, Coweta. It is people who live in the city, people who live in my building, people who used to live down the street. They can't even get home now because from Buckhead, traffic backs all the way up 14th to Piedmont. It goes all the way up to Smith's old bar because of the city's stupidity. So that's where we're at. So people who live and try to get home, even they can't get home. It is a disaster. And you experienced it last night
for the first time. For the first time. I said, who did this? I'm in my car. I'm literally screaming. I know people thought I was crazy. A lady rolled up. I had my window down. Mike, I felt like I was in New York. I'm looking down the street. There's blowing horns. Let's go. Right? What are we waiting on? Who did this?
Exactly. So again, for the 10 people who actually live in the building and can walk to work like I used to, wonderful. For everybody else in this city, which still lives with the car, guys, we can debate. We've had this conversation for years. They missed a tremendous opportunity in the 80s and 90s before the Olympics to put MARTA where it needed to go. But you know, we know the logic and the politics and everything behind it was all wrong. But here we are. So, yeah, we still got to use your car to get anywhere you want. And it made it a train wreck. So there you go. So did you make it on time?
Yes. But I have to tell you, you were right. You were absolutely right about all of this. And as I said to you when you brought this up, I was like, I can't be that bad, Mike. Come on.
Oh, but then I digress. Then there's nights, there's a show at the Fox. Okay? So then you throw everybody who's never driving in the city into this mix. And then that's you can't even imagine what that is. So there you go.
All right. 404-726-0929.
I saw some guys in an Uber. They were Indiana fans that were staying here. And they were stuck over on by 13th Street,
weren't moving.
By STK.
Weren't moving.
And the guy's looking at me, and they're in an Uber, and the guy rolls down the window and goes, is this going to move? I go, no. I go, honestly, you should walk or just jump on MARTA.
It's faster.
And it was raining that night.
Yes.
So the Hoosier fans like, really? I go, yeah, this ain't going to you're not going to make it, so get moving.
All right. I had to put it out there and co-sign with my partner. That is a mess now, okay? It just is. You can hit us up, 404-726-0929. And by the way, that's not the serious conversation we're going to have. That's just how we're starting the show today, okay?
That was a conversation. It needed to be said.
That's not the serious conversation that we need to have today. We're going to have that conversation. That is on the way. But as we get the show rolling today, man, look.
This is just stuff that had to be said.
That had to be said. And we know that our local politicians and city council and our mayor and everybody else listens. Y'all got to fix this.
It's too late. Concrete's been poured.
Y'all got to fix this.
I don't see some cats breaking down jackhammers anytime soon between 14th and North Avenue.
You know what? Y'all better expand this then, okay? Add another lane where them damn bike lanes
Good
are,
luck.
Okay? Somebody's got to do something. With that said, GM interviews are going on, and they continue to interview a variety of guys. Mike, all of these interviews, I'm going to assume, I've not been told this, with Fern on the way across the country, that they're probably talking to most of these folks via Zoom or some kind of, you know, digital platform. I think we are not going to have a general manager this weekend. I do not believe that that's going to happen. The Kevin Stefanski press conference is Tuesday. At least it's set for Tuesday. Hopefully, you know, we're able to have that and everything's fine here in the ATL. But bottom line is, Mike, I think that is probably not going to happen until sometime maybe next week. And I'm just projecting here because, again, if you're one of these candidates, you're on a flight right now to get stuck somewhere.
Right.
That's not happening.
That's a great point. It will expand the process.
Yes.
Right.
So they're going to talk to all these folks, and they'll continue to talk to them. It doesn't mean they don't have some guys that they really like, but we're going to break down some of these names. And I said this. For me, the hiring yesterday of Tommy Rees, okay, for what it's worth, and I know everybody's trying to dismiss this as if, well, he's just a dude. Okay, well, if you felt that way, great. Obviously, he's going to have some job responsibilities. Maybe he is not calling the plays, and I do not believe that's the case. But what I wanted was, Mike, you talk about accountability. I wanted accountability. I want that with our head coach and Kevin Stefanski because now I want to know, as I said, I want to hear Kevin say, yeah, I'm the man.
Right.
I'm doing the play calling. I'm going to help develop Michael Penix. I want to hear him take that on because I want that accountability. That is why I thought the OC hiring was such a big deal. If you were going to go out of the realm of someone outside of Tommy Rees, because, you know, you were going to probably bring in somebody with experience, et cetera. But you also weren't going to bring in somebody with a different offensive philosophy.
Right.
And so from that standpoint, these two guys, they merge. It's almost as if they are one. And I still think it's a big deal. The biggest part about this is if Tommy is in those meeting rooms, Mike, and certainly helping with the development of our quarterback and Michael Penix, who's the quarterback's coach? Do we know that yet? We haven't heard anything about that. And those are the guys that are going to be around Michael Penix a whole lot. But apparently so is Kevin Stefanski. And from that standpoint, I'll say this. Falcon fans, that we should feel good about. He's taking this on. This is going to be his baby.
Yes.
That we should feel good about. And I know you're going to say, well, wait a minute, what are you doing in Cleveland? Guys, they went through 13 quarterbacks when he was there.
Now, the thing that people get into is if it's not somebody hung up on Shador, and we kind of slammed the door on that yesterday. Guys, I don't know what to tell you. He may or may not make it in the NFL. It's not our problem. Okay, if Penix completely fails and falls flat on his face and Shador becomes a free agent, he's left from Cleveland, then we can have that conversation. So stop that. It's just getting ridiculous. And as we said, there is absolutely no connectivity between Deion and his time here in Atlanta and Kevin Stefanski. So read up. You'll figure that out. But getting back to your point, Baker and him, they went back and forth. Baker is still in his bag about it. Baker was immature. Now, the one thing we can all agree is when Baker wasn't there, they got into that whole disaster. He didn't ask them to go sign Deshaun Watson or trade for him.
That was the owner.
That was not him.
That's right.
And then he had to pick up the pieces. And then he's dealing with, like, you know, the classic retreads and bums that you come through when you don't have a quarterback.
Absolutely. And again, sometimes you heard that phrase, right? It's over my pay grade. That was over his pay grade. When an owner says, I want this quarterback, and the owner feels like and has been convinced by the general manager, which our buddy Ken Carman told us last week from Cleveland, that we need to make a run at this. I'm convinced this is going to work. Obviously, it didn't, which is why I'm surprised that Andrew Berry still has a job. But that's Cleveland. That's not here. And what I'm simply saying is, with Kevin Stefanski hiring Tommy Rees, I think he's taking the accountability on to be the guy to do what we need to do with our quarterback. And then if it doesn't work, we know who to point to.
Right. Now, it's tough, and you and I were having this conversation yesterday at the end of the show. It is hard for fans who don't know all the things we just talked about or haven't. Again, I get it. You got a job for them. You don't have time to get on Google and research the Cleveland Browns. But it's also hard to look at a guy that won 8 games in 2 seasons and think somehow the Falcons have improved their coaching situation. So that's, you know, that's only time will tell. And that's where we get into the guys that we at least kicked the tires on that we decided not to proceed with. We wanted a guy with experience. The one thing in Stefanski's corner, and I think you mentioned this yesterday, and we're going to get more analysis from Cleveland today, Carl, is people that covered the guy think that, oh, look at this, he's going to run it back. Which they basically say they're going to find out in Cleveland just how dysfunctional everything was. That maybe they were too close to it. That Stefanski said, I can't win here. My stuff works and will work in Atlanta. And now we'll see.
Yeah, look, I also think it's a tale, and I don't know what you think about Mike McDaniel, but it is rare where coaches take themselves out of being the front runner for a job and take a coordinator's job. It is rare. And that's what happened. Mike McDaniel was the front runner in Cleveland. And early this week said, nah, I'm good. Yeah. Doesn't that make you wonder what the inner conversation is with these coaches around the NFL who are available? Now, look, somebody's going to take the job because somebody's going to get a $5 million check for the next 5 years, whether they're there or not. But what I'm telling you is with these guys who are getting their second chance, you better be right.
Mm.
And if you're not, there's a chance you may get iced out and you don't get these opportunities moving forward. This day and age, guys, this isn't the 70s, 80s, and 90s where we got the same coaches, and it may feel that way. But as you see, teams are going younger. They're giving younger guys opportunities. These coaches with no experience. Jeff Hadley's never coached anywhere as a head coach in the National Football League. He's now the head football coach of the Miami Dolphins. You're seeing these teams take chances. So if I'm a second-time guy,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike McDaniel, I better go somewhere, Mike, where I feel like, hey, I got the resources and the support. And I'm just wondering what's being said about this. As much as we thought we had some dysfunction here, and it really wasn't, we just didn't have the coaching we needed to win. I think Kevin Stefanski was trying to overcome a lot of dysfunction. And that part of it is something that I think we need to own up to when we talk about how we evaluate him. The record is the record. I hear you. Sometimes there are mitigating circumstances, Mike, that go beyond a guy, whether he can do the job or not.
Right.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.